What team are you?
It's all Belly's fault.
Be okay. I don't know. Everything about him kind of just pisses me off.
But I think he's a good, great guy.
Was that how they're ending it? Wow, no way.
Oh my god.
Wait, is it gonna be a whole nother year until season 3?
I hope not.
Okay.
Cause I'm not gonna watch it.
Let's get into
it. All right, let's get into it. That was The Summer I Turned Pretty, season 2. I am here back with my sister, Kara, to do a little season 2 recap. I just like loved season 1 so much.
Same.
Like so freaking much.
Same.
I don't know if I liked season 2 as much.
Oh, like it's not comparable.
Okay, I agree.
Like, was it hard for you to sit through it?
Yeah, because I'm like, oh my god, this fucking house. Like, this is real estate. Like, we're watching Selling the...
Sunsets?
Selling Cousins.
Selling Cousins.
The entire time. I was just like, what's going on?
And just, it's sad. The whole season 2 is just sad. And like, I was just so excited to see her and Conrad, like, be happy and Jared to just get the fuck away. Everything up again. It could be totally fine.
Oh. You're fucking kidding me.
It's just like, you know that she loves Conrad.
These fucking kissing scenes.
He chokes her.
Yeah.
TikTok is like, do you think that the choke was scripted? Do you think the hand around her neck was scripted?
It's just him.
Okay. And for reference, what team are you?
Team Jer. Team Jeremy.
You're team Jellyfish?
Team Jellyfish. No, I am definitely Conrad.
Okay, yeah. Through and through. I mean, were you always team Conrad?
Always.
Always.
I never wavered. Like someone, not you, Belly.
Okay, why are you team Conrad?
Oh, I think it has to do with like also like my type. Like Jared's just too pretty. Like,
okay,
he's too like fuckboy. Like he just acts like he's always like okay, or like he's the one that has to be okay. I don't know. Everything about him kind of just pisses me off. But I think he's a good, great guy. Conrad is kind of fucked up in his own way. Like, he's not consistent, like you were saying earlier. Friend.
I can't even be mad at him, because this is who he is. This is who he's always been. He never lied about that. He gives, and then he takes away. So I release you, Conrad Fisher. I evict you from my heart. Yeah.
Admittedly, I'm like, okay, I see why people are team Jer, because he is consistent.
Like, I don't blame either of the boys for anything.
Yeah, because she's a watagata. Like, literally, make up your mind.
Yeah, you slut.
Summer, I turned a hoe. Yeah, he's kind of like brooding.
Yeah.
He maybe has dark energy.
See, this is what I was thinking about this last night, and I was like, I think he's a little bit toxic, and I think that's why I'm Team Conrad.
No, literally, I thought about that exact same
thing. Did you? Wait, because what team are you?
Okay, I'm Team Conrad as well. I think that healthy people are Team Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you think about it, Jer has been consistent, like, waited to confess, like, waited until, like, he had the right time, right?
That's true.
And that's true. Okay. And, he just never wavered. Like, he was, like, waiting for his chance. He saw it. He took it. And so, like, if you're healthy, I think you're Team Jer. But, like, I'm just Team Conrad all the way. Like, I just think, like, Belly and Connie's relationship is more, like, organic. Like, it doesn't feel as forced.
I think that's what it is. It's, like, they're... I think it's because the story of it is, like, they're each other's first love. Or at least Belly's first love.
Oh.
So it kind of feels like that's what it's meant to be. And then Jared, it felt like just because he confessed, then she's like, oh, maybe I like you because you like me. That's what pissed me off. I'm like, you did not even look at Jared like that until he confessed.
Right, right. I completely agree. Like, I don't think she likes him for him.
Yeah.
I think she likes the attention.
Yeah.
Right?
Clearly.
Like, clearly. Because, yeah. Right, I did an episode a little bit ago called, like, do I like him or do I like the attention?
Yeah.
Homegirl loves the attention.
Yeah. And, like, just go to someone else that's not the brother of your first love.
Wait, okay, the entire dynamic, even how, like, when Susanna was like, oh, I know you're destined for one of my boys, and, like, Belly's just flip-flopping, and, like, neither of the moms are saying anything. I'm like, I'm freaking confused. This is incest.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It's like, so, everyone's like, yeah, just try them both out.
Right. Let's just do a test run.
It's really weird.
No, yeah, I don't like it.
It's also, I don't know how the relationship's gonna be okay. It's like, okay, this is why I hate her. She's like, I want everything to be okay and for us to just be the same and go back to cousins. But you're contradicting yourself by dating the brothers. Like, it's just like, what do you think is gonna happen, bitch? That's insane.
No, yeah, she's like straight up delusional that she thinks that they could just get over it like she does.
Yeah.
Right? Because, okay, she literally will spend one day with somebody and be like, I'm thinking about you. She's over here getting choked out because they spend one day together at Finch.
Yeah.
Like, okay. One thing about this last episode fucking broke my heart was, like,
Connie,
the entire sequence of, like, Conrad getting out of his final, like, him calling Steven and being like, I'm gonna finally tell her, and he catches them fucking making out like that.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't even like an innocent, you know what I, like,
it's really intense.
It was one of the most intense, like, makeout scenes I've ever witnessed.
To be fair though, they've been having a lot of sexual tension, like, since that party that they threw.
Weird
sexual tension between them.
He, like, made some comment during that party too. I don't remember what it was.
You don't have to, like try to look good for me or something like that. And then she literally, like, came. Like, it was a crazy scene.
It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was so crazy.
No, that was crazy. That was crazy. But then, like, okay, at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that one scene where... that scene with when they're, like, getting ready for the party. Uh-huh. And then he just stands at the... He's like this. Like, what?
You need to fucking...
What the fuck, bro? That's so rude.
Also, him when Belly and Conrad were first about to kiss on the dock, he blew a fucking firework towards you. Literally, I was like, are you insane?
That's like, it was also like, that's like kind of bad shit crazy, like to blow a firework at them, like
at them.
It
at
was just
them.
Like, it was just like really a lot.
No, it was entirely too much. But at the same time, okay, so, like, let's say, like, I guess, like, right, taking things from Jer's shoes, like, if the girl that you've always liked is in love with your brother, like, do you think that, like, it's right for him to confess? Because, right, at the same time, if Jer never confessed, like, don't you think, like, he would always, like, have that in him and, like, he would regret not saying anything?
Yeah.
This is Belly's fault.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I feel like Jared, like, for him and himself, like, he should do whatever he feels like he needs to do. So if it's tell her, confess, then do it. But she should not have wavered.
Mm.
Like, she, if she knew, if she was interested in Jared, she would have been with Jared.
Right.
Like, he wouldn't have to have done all of that. And the confession wasn't to, like, change her mind. It should have been only to get it out of his system so that he'll never be like, I wish I told her.
Right.
So it's all Belly's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, if I were put in Belly's situation, if I would be as fucking confused and so wishy-washy. And I feel like she's, like, not being honest with herself. You always know that there's, like, a clear...
Yeah, you know.
You know. Like, even when you got a rotation on, you have a favorite.
You know. Especially when it's your first love.
Oh, yeah. And, like, maybe it's Conrad's actions that are throwing her off, right? Because like if she's not like getting the reciprocation, like I get it, you know, I get why she's like, oh, maybe this is not it.
That's why it's fun.
Yeah, I'm just like, play the game a little bit, you know, like I love
until it's toxic.
Yeah. Oh. I love a little toxicity. Yeah. I'm the toxica. Because like, yeah, just like enjoy that part. Like, you don't need an answer so quickly. Like, that's the thing. Okay, is like
her whole life she hasn't got an answer from him.
Yeah, I guess
she was kind of waiting for him for a long time.
That's facts. Yeah, I just think she needs to be like more honest with herself and like be more considerate of other people's feelings.
Yeah, it's always about her.
There was one line where it's like, the world doesn't like revolve around you, essentially. And I'm like, that's fucking facts. Like, this entire time, it's just like, she's like, oh, get over it. Like, oh, like, I like you now. Like, it's always on her terms.
And then she's just trying to make I really liked the scene when she was on the beach with Jer in season 2. She's like, look, like, nothing is happening between me and Conrad. And she's just like, this whole time has been trying to, like, convince him that nothing's happening between them. And he's like, just stop. Like, you don't need to keep doing this. So you don't need to keep trying to fix everything and make everything okay, because it's like not okay. And then she just kept trying to make it okay. She's like, no, but I need you to know. And it's like, bitch, just because you say like you apologize or whatever, like it's just not gonna be okay, because you just, the root of the issue is you.
No, yeah, she honestly keeps fucking everything up.
Yeah, she tries to make it better and then she just ruins it again. I feel like, or all of like the last couple of episodes, no, just the last episode, really, when Jer is like so hesitant to like trust Belly again, because he's like, I don't want what happened last summer to happen again. I feel like no matter what she says and like whatever she confirms is not happening between her and Conrad, like he's just gonna have trust issues forever. You know what I mean? Because he's never gonna feel like he was like,
it was the first option.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I don't even think it would work out even if like she did actually love him, because he would just always think like when they like spend Thanksgiving together or go to the cousin's house, now that they have it, he's gonna be paranoid or just like insecure.
Wait, yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever thought about the longevity of their relationship.
Yeah, because remember that scene where she admits like, oh, Conrad got really mad because he thinks that I kissed you to make you jealous, and he couldn't get over it.
Yeah, he really could not deal.
You just saw it like right like here.
Spiraling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think if I were Jer, I would ever like fully be able to like be in the relationship, because I would constantly be thinking like that Conrad was there and yeah, Conrad was the option. And then also like, not to mention that like, right, out amongst them too, I think that Jer is the way he is because he's always been compared to Conrad, right? Like, Conrad is smarter, Conrad is better at sports,
yeah,
volleyball, like Conrad is generally cooler,
yeah,
and so even like more emotionally in tune, like romantic, like can dance and all of this. And so I think that like Jer acts out and like is like so obnoxious and annoying because he's insecure.
Yeah.
And so like even like in him liking Belly, I'm like curious as to if he actually likes Belly or if it's that like she was always just the girl that he could never get.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, imagine if like you were Conrad and I was Jer. Conrad's older, right?
Conrad's older. I'm Conrad?
Nice. Well, I would love to be Conrad because I'm clearly not a big fan of Jer. But I'm younger, so. Like, imagine if it was, like, in, like, we put ourselves in their position. I feel like we just, like, never talk to each other again.
Oh, I would be so fucking
mad. Or we wouldn't even let a person, like, get in between us like that. Like, I don't think we would let each other date. Like, I don't think either of us would give our blessing.
Oh, I guess, like, that's a good point. Like, right, last scene, Conrad is kind of giving his blessing. He's like, I'm releasing you. And, like, maybe that's, like, the older sibling thing to do. But, like, I don't think I could ever fully do it. Like, I think I would try to almost convince myself that I was okay with it. Which, right, I think is, like, what's going on the entire season.
Well, yeah, we should do, like, a rapid, like, favorite character.
Okay, okay.
Favorite character.
Yeah.
Favorite character.
Oh, I know yours. Pretty. Laurel.
Oh yeah, I love Laurel.
Oh, what is that, not it?
No, it.
Oh, oh, it
favorite
is.
Character. Yeah, Laurel.
Oh, it is.
I fucking love Laurel. I think more than anything, like, she's like trying to grow, and like she raised good kids, and that like they push her to grow.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, she went to New York. She's doing her book stuff. Like, she's doing hard things. And, like, of course, it's not easy watching your, like, best friend go through all of that. And so I think she was handling it the best she could. Of course, with some faults here and there. But I don't know. I just, like, love her demeanor. And then, yeah, she's just, like, a chill. Like, I think, like, a perfect balance of, like, chill and uptight. Okay, favorite character? The house.
Cousins.
Just the beach.
Oh, he's kind of like not a main character, and I don't even remember his name. But the writer, the other writer that Laurel gets with. Yes, Cleveland. Every one of his scenes, especially with Conrad, I was like, oh my god, my heart. Like, I'm so happy Conrad has him in his life.
Yeah.
And then also for Laurel.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're just doing great with everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I really do like Cleveland as well. Like, yeah. He's like funny.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Good energy from him. Like, yeah. So chill, but good. Yeah. He's there.
Yeah. Understanding, present.
Yeah.
Okay. Least favorite characters.
The fucking sister.
Oh my gosh. The auntie.
Yes.
She's so fucking annoying.
She's like, like, she's like a little chihuahua, like.
Like, doesn't she remind you of, like, a crazy chihuahua that, like, just can't deal with their shit? Like, oh my god. I'm thinking of, like, the chihuahua in my neighborhood that runs, yes, out into the street wanting to get hit by a car.
Yeah, like, just, yeah, so all over the place and, like, won't listen. I think she's annoying because she doesn't listen to what anyone is saying, and if she is, she's not. Like, she's not actively listening to anything, or she just doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in that same vein, I think the dad, the Fisher's dad, he fucking bothers the shit out of me. Because, like, also, right, that actor, he's played so many dad roles, and he's always, like, the likable dad.
Yeah.
So the fact that he comes out in this being so fucking unlikable, I was, like, shook. Like, I was like, I actually, like hate you. Like, you, like, where have you been? Why haven't you been present in at least the boys' lives?
Well, he fucking cheated on her when she had cancer.
Like, yeah,
that's like, I mean, you're just a horrible person.
No, yeah, straight up. So I think especially the two of them combined, the aunt and the dad, I was just like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
not here for it.
Even when the aunt came around, I was like, just angry. Why does it take fucking, they're not, I didn't realize that they weren't 21 yet until they were like trying to buy alcohol in that scene. But why does it take like 19 and 20 year olds to like tell you what is actually happening and like what your issues are and how you're projecting them on this house, like this house?
No, literally. Yeah, I think she needs some self-awareness. Okay, other rapid fire questions.
Do you want Laurel to end up with Cleveland?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, what was the cringiest scene you can think of?
There's a lot.
I have mine ready. I'll go.
Okay.
After Conrad, like, catches them kissing, goes off for an hour, comes back, and is in the back seat of the car.
Oh, I was gonna say that was one of my favorite scenes.
Oh my god, I fucking hated that.
Oh, I loved it.
I was dying. I
you
was
were
like,
cringing?
I was cringing so hard.
Oh, I wasn't cringing. I was like, go off, Conrad.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted him to like just nail out everything that's happened in this like their whole love triangle.
Oh.
I wanted him to keep going.
Oh god. No, I think he, like, if you were gonna do that, like, you'd just go harder.
Yeah. I mean, he went pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. Right? I don't know. I was just like, didn't like it.
I was happy for him. Because it's like, he had the right to do all of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At least like be smarter. If you're gonna, like, why didn't you guys make out earlier in the day? Confused about that. Why did you have to wait until after the car ride when you're picking up your brother from his final?
Yeah.
Of course he's gonna walk in.
Also, Belly in that scene when they're in the car and she's, like, pissed and they're, like, or he's picking on Belly and then Jer's, like, don't be mean to her. And she's, like, yeah, stop being a dick. And I'm, like, Belly
has every right.
You're the dick.
No, I think honestly, acting-wise, that entire scene was done wrong. Like, I think Belly and Jer should have been more apologetic, more awkward, rather than like pissed off, because what right do you fucking have? Yeah, that's Belly. She just thinks everything needs to go her way.
And then she took the bed. Like, come on, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Oh, who? Okay, this is a question that I saw in an interview that they did. Who do you think is most like their character in real life?
I feel like Steven.
I think Steven's the exact off and on the screen. Just like, hey, bitch. Like, I just feel like
my bitch.
My bitch. My bitch.
Yeah. Flowers for my bitch. I screamed. I almost kicked my computer during that scene.
I was so scared for him during that scene.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that was...
That was a funny line. Yeah. You mean bad bitch.
She was just covering for him, right?
Oh, no, I thought that was like...
Oh, was that actually...
He actually just like forgot the bad.
Oh, no, I think she was covering for him so that she wasn't embarrassed in front of her friends. Unless it was bad. Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe we're interpreting it incorrectly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't... You would think he would say that to her?
Well, because I think he was just being a fucking weirdo.
For my bitch?
Like, he was being weird. Like, I think he just, like, didn't know how to,
like... He was nervous.
Yeah. I think he, like, didn't know how to operate in that situation because they had been, like, texting for a little bit. And, you know, like, when you, like, first meet somebody after, like, you've been texting for a long time and, like, you get to know somebody over text too much. And, like, you get really close to, like, a level of closeness. And then you meet them in real life and, like, they're so awkward. And then
you call them my bitch! Yes, familiar.
Because I've had that experience too, you know?
I think everyone has.
Yeah.
In these days with our technology.
You know who else I think is most like their character?
Who?
Jeremiah.
Don't show it to me. I'm going to be angry. Don't show it to me.
I look up and I see you blessing. When I go harder, you start running. Got your legs up because you're bucking. You scream, ooh, daddy, I'm coming, ooh.
Why does he do that to himself?
I don't know.
Why does he dig him deeper in the hole?
Here, I have another one to show you.
Okay.
Love Steven, like out of my mind in love. What was I supposed to do?
Bro, that's so funny. That's so funny. That is so true.
I fucking died.
She's not cool.
Okay, well, what are your expectations for season 3? Are you going to watch season 3?
I'll watch it. But if she doesn't end up with Conrad, I will picket.
She's picketing in front of Amazon Prime Studios.
I'll just blend in with the other actors, but it's really because she doesn't end up with Conrad.
Got it.
Okay, what about you? What do you expect?
I think season 2 is kind of like a filler season. I think season 3 shit's gonna go down.
I think it's season 3 is gonna be good.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really good. Also, yeah. Like, right, by that time, like, there's rapport, like, I think between the cast members. Apparently, I was, like, watching some interviews. They're actually filming, like, at Cousins Beach, and so it's a super remote town, and so they're spending so much time with each other. And, like, Jenny Han is, like, everyone is, like, such a kind soul. Like, every single person on set, like, they all seem to, like, get along from, like, all the press interviews. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see, like, how their chemistry develops. Lola
is so, so cute.
Yeah. She wore Sandy Liang recently. Like, her fashion.
Yeah, she looked really cute on that one.
Yeah. I hope they fix her makeup for season 3, though.
I didn't really notice the makeup.
You know when you, like, just put too much fucking concealer on your eyelids?
Yeah, but I always thought she wasn't wearing makeup. So that's why it's interesting.
Because
she's so natural.
But
too busy looking at Conrad's makeup. they did a good job of making it not look like makeup, but he looked
cakey.
Fucked up.
Because he is fucked up.
Yeah, no. So okay. I was going to say, they did a good job of that.
Right. He's like,
Belly?
Yeah, so I guess that is our review of season 2 of The Summer I Turned Pretty. But
yeah.
Hope you enjoy this video. Yeah, we love you, Jenny Han. This has been, like, one of the first things I've watched in a while that I've, like, actually enjoyed. Like, everything else that I'm watching, it's, like, all K-drama stuff. It's, like, the first American thing that I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, or at least I think this is the first show in a very, very long time where I am screaming, like, out
loud. Kicking my feet.
Yeah, like the emotions and then, like, the feeling of hating
something so much and then like loving something so much
and then just crying.
Yeah, like all of it makes me feel a lot, which I feel like I haven't, it hasn't happened in with a show in a long time.
Oh.
I just haven't really been able to feel.
I'm just kidding. You're giving Conrad.
Yeah.
Have a panic attack. Okay, thanks for watching, and we will be back next week for another special episode of Poogie Pod. I'm Hannah, and as always, please write and review us on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify, comment on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, as all those things really help us. But see you next time.
See you for season 3 finale.
Oh. Okay, bye.